We're up to a beautiful story, the story of the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. We have to know that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is the Tana that opens up Shas. We begin Shas Mishnayos with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and whenever we encounter the name Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, that is a reference to Rabbi Eliezer, the son of the wealthy person named Hyrcanus. And we're going to learn tonight about how Rabbi Eliezer started learning. We should bear this story in mind because Rabbi Eliezer was really the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, and we know Rabbi Akiva was the father of the oral law. So in essence, all of the oral law goes back to Rabbi Eliezer and his contemporary Rabbi Yoshua. Our sages tell us that Rabbi Eliezer, when he was young, he hadn't learned anything. And he was working for his father together with his brothers plowing the field. And he wanted to learn Torah. He was yearning to learn Torah. He knew nothing. We will see later on in the story the extent to which his ignorance had reached. So his father sees his son Eliezer. Hyrcanus, this wealthy philanthropist, sees his son Eliezer crying over the cows as he's plowing the field. And his father asks him, "Why are you crying? Is it because I gave you tough work? You're plowing in an area that are many rocks. I'll give you easier work. I'll let you plow the flatlands." So Eliezer doesn't say a word. His father tells him, "From now on, you plow here on the flatlands." Starts plowing on the flatlands, and he's weeping. And his father asks him, "Why are you crying now? Are you upset you're plowing on the flatlands?" And Eliezer tells his father, "No, that's not why I'm crying." So his father tells him, "Then son, tell me, why are you crying?" Eliezer tells him, "Because I want to go learn Torah. I want to learn Torah." And his father says, You want to learn Torah? At your age, you get married, you bring children to the world, send those kids to learn Torah. You go learn Torah at this age? And Rabbi Eliezer wanted to learn. He was in his mid to late 20s. In those days, people didn't necessarily live beyond 30 or 40. So he was already an old man. I mean, girls got married at age 7. Guys got married at 12, 14, 16, 18. By 20, you were an old man, and he was 25, 27. I don't remember the... That was exceptional. There were also sages who died at the age of 30 or 40.
Oh, right. Ariza was not even 40 when he died.
So, thank you. I can't talk and eat, but thank you. I can't eat and talk. But thank you very much. So Eliezer says, "I want to learn," and his father says, "That's ridiculous." So Eliezer is very upset, and he starts fasting, and he doesn't know what to do. And he's fasting and praying, and he wants to learn, but he doesn't even know how to pray. He knows nothing. And Elio appears to him, Elio Anavi, and Elio tells him, "If you want to learn, you go travel up to Jerusalem, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and that's where you could learn Torah." Eliezer has no money. He leaves without telling his father or his brothers. He leaves to go to Jerusalem to learn Torah. And when he shows up to Jerusalem, he shows up by a poor, wise man named Yoshua ben Hananiah, the famous Rabbi Yoshua. And Rabbi Yoshua is brilliant. As we discussed in earlier stories, Rabbi Yoshua is a brilliant astronomer. He's mastered astronomy. He knows the exceptions within astronomy, things that happen once in 100 years, he knows. Rabbi Yoshua is a blacksmith, he makes needles. Rabbi Yoshua is a person who doesn't take time off from his learning to beautify himself. People marvel at how dark his skin is because he doesn't have time to take care of himself. He's not a very good-looking person, but he's a very dedicated person. Rabbi Yoshua is one of the great disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yoshua takes him in, and he's staying in Rabbi Yoshua's house. And he goes to the academy, and he stands before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he doesn't even know how to begin asking. He stands and starts weeping. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sees a grown man, must be pretty built. He's been working his whole life plowing the fields. He sees this big worker, think of a truck driver. He's coming in his jeans and his dungarees. And he stands before the greatest sage of that time, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and starts crying. So he sees a grown man standing there weeping. He asks him, "Son, why are you weeping?" And Eliezer says, "Because I want to learn Torah." So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai teaches him two halachos and says, "Okay, now you know Torah." And Eliezer starts weeping again. So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "What are you crying for?" And Eliezer says, "I want to learn Torah." So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "Tell me, do you know how to read Shema? We have a biblical commandment to read Shema every morning and every night. Do you know how to read Shema?" So Eliezer says, "No." He says, "Tell me, do you know how to bench? Say Birkat HaMazon. After you eat, you have a biblical commandment to say Birkat HaMazon. Do you know how to say that?" And Eliezer says, "No." So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai teaches him. And they come to an agreement that every day Eliezer will come and learn two halachot. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself taught him two halachot each day. And for 2 weeks this is going on. Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai assumes that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who took him in, is giving him tea. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya assumes that in yeshiva, in the academy, he's getting tea. And poor Eliezer, with all these assumptions, is not being offered a meal. So he's going to the field and he's taking grass and he's taking whatever he can find edible in the ground and he's eating it. And after 2 weeks of living off of grass and whatever else he could find, he has bad breath. So he comes to study before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai takes a whiff and he says, "Eliezer, do me a favor, stand over there while we talk." So Eliezer listens to his Rebbe and stands at a distance and starts crying. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "Son, what are you crying for?" So Eliezer says, "You're treating me like a leper. What do you mean? You're keeping me at a distance? That's how I'm going to learn Torah?" So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, "Eliezer, just as the bad smell came from your mouth to me, so too the smell of Torah should go up in a beautiful way before your Creator." And then he sent word to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hanani and he said, "Yehoshua, you know, I assume that Eliezer has been eating by you. Have you been taking care of him?" So Rabbi Yehoshua sends word back, "You kidding? I was sure he was eating by you. You mean it's been 2 weeks now that he hasn't had a normal meal?" So they right away took care of Rabbi Eliezer. They ensured he had a normal meal. And Rabbi Eliezer became a student and he's learning. Now, Hyrcanus, his father, he's gotten word that Eliezer has traveled to learn Torah. And he's not too pleased that his son has eloped with the Torah. So Hyrcanus is not too happy. And Hyrcanus's other sons, now they have to divide the workload between themselves. So they're not too happy with Eliezer either. So they tell Hyrcanus, "Why don't you go up to the rabbis in Jerusalem and take a vow that Eliezer won't inherit a thing from your assets? Eliezer left us all with all this work. When you go up to Jerusalem, go take a vow that Eliezer inherits nothing." And Hyrcanus is persuaded by his sons to do this. He travels up to Jerusalem. And by now his son has grown a long beard. And he's learning. And he's learned quite an amount. And Eliezer has this unique trait that he retains everything he learns. Eliezer is bor sit sheino me'abed tipa. He's like a pit that you've lined well, and any water you put in that pit, none gets lost. So Eliezer can retain everything he's learned. And the students start whispering among themselves, "You know, the philanthropist, you know, imagine Donald Trump came to visit yeshiva." Everyone would start whispering, "You know, that's Mickey Trump's father." You guys don't know Mickey is learning here. Okay, I didn't say anything. But at any rate, so Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, he's Donald's son.
Son
and daughter, what do you mean? I'm not supposed to tell you. Anyways, so when Hyrcanus is coming to the academy, everyone starts whispering. They say, "You know, Eliezer's father's coming." Everyone starts whispering, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hears word that Rabbi Eliezer's father has come. So he tells the students, when it comes time to sit down for class, So make sure not to leave room for Eliezer to sit. Now, in order to understand this line, we have to understand how the seating arrangements were done in those days. In those days, when they sat for class, so the order of the seating was according to the order of what level a person was on. Each student knew what level he was on, and depending on what level they were on, that's how close they got to sit to the rabbis. They had an ordering, and if a student felt that he went down a level, so he went down a seat. And the students were relied upon that each one would tell the other one where they were holding, and as such, they would sit in their proper places. Well, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai tells the students, when Eliezer comes to sit today, everyone tell him, no, you're better than me. Bump him up till he gets to the dais, till he's sitting right next to me. So the students are in on the plot. Eliezer comes in to sit down where he thinks he belongs, and the students say, no, you're higher than us. You go sit higher. So he goes to the next seat, and they tell him, no, you're higher than us. And to make a long story short, they bump him up till he's sitting right next to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, when Hyrcanus comes to the academy, so he gets the front seat. He gets to sit there up there at the dais. He's probably funding half the academy. So they give him a front seat with the rabbi. He was very wealthy, yeah. So Hyrcanus is sitting up there, and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai has Eliezer, and he tells Eliezer, face the audience, and I want you to give the lecture today. So Eliezer hasn't seen his father sitting there. And Eliezer says, Rebbe, you're here. I can't give class when you're here. I want to learn from you. Who am I to give class? So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, fine, I'm stepping out and you're giving class today. So Eliezer stands up there. He says, Rebbe, if you say so, what can I do? So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai steps out and Eliezer starts giving class. And our sages say that the class he gave was a class that from the time of creation, a class like that hadn't been given. He poured out pearls of wisdom. He knew how to take everything he learned from his Rebbe and develop it. And he's giving the greatest lecture in the world. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai sneaks up from behind him and kisses him. And he says, praised are you, the offspring of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Praised is the one that bore such a wonderful son. Now, Hyrcanus is sitting up there at the dais, and he doesn't know who's giving the lecture. There's a young man there with a beard. That's not the man who left him a while ago. So Hyrcanus says, who's that guy? Who's he talking about? Praised is the one that bore such a fine sage. So they tell him, oh, that's Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So Hyrcanus gets up and says, that's my boy! So Hyrcanus says, guys, you know, I came up here to take a vow that he's ostracized from my wealth. From now on, rabbis, do me a favor, I want to take a vow. He gets all my wealth. His brothers get nothing. So Eliezer turns around and he sees his father there. So Eliezer says, Dad, look, I don't need it. Do me a favor. I don't need you to ostracize them from your wealth. I want them to have. There's no need for it. And from that day on, Eliezer was accepted by his father, his learning. And Eliezer grew and grew till he became a contemporary of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. He became one of the five greatest disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When the Mishnah Pirkei Avos enumerates the five great disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, according to one opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer outweighed all the others, including Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. Towards the end of his life, he reached a point where the sages all ruled one way, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus ruled the other way. And in heavens they proclaimed, he's right! Don't argue with Rabbi Eliezer, he's right! And the rabbi said, yeah, but God, you told us to run the show here. We don't accept godly intervention in halacha. When Moshe was around, so Moshe was able to say, God said this is the halacha. Ever since Moshe's time, we got to go by the logic you gave us. That's what you taught us, God. That we run the show based upon the laws you gave us. So we don't accept it. And they ruled against Rabbi Eliezer. And ultimately, Rabbi Eliezer held he was right. And the rabbis didn't accept his opinion. And in halacha, we don't go like Rabbi Eliezer. Even though he was a great, great, great sage, almost every halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is a very powerful opinion in halacha. We say that he learned by his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who learned by Hillel and Shammai, and he aligned himself more with the opinion that was Shammai's opinion. He received both traditions from his Rebbe. His Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was a disciple both of Hillel's and of Shammai's. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, among the learning, his logic went more with the Shammai side of his Rebbe. And that's why ultimately we say Rabbi Eliezer, as great as he was, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus Shamuti, who he goes along with the opinion of Shammai. And as such, we do not rule in halacha like Rabbi Eliezer, as great as he was. Rabbi Eliezer gives us great leniencies in halacha. Rabbi Eliezer gives us great rulings of purity, where he says, tahol, things are pure. But at the end of the day, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer almost everywhere in Chas. Yes?
I don't know. He said that Hashem said that Eliezer, right?
Yes. The story is... we will get to that story. Bezrat Hashem, if you want, tomorrow night.
And well, how they can... Could they, if it is right, how they could ignore...
So that we will discuss Bezrat Hashem tomorrow night. Remind me, tomorrow night we'll go on to that story.
Is a story about where the wolves went on the...
That story, correct. Exactly that story.